Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great SRV. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my books, the Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com, and my new book, The Third Ingredient, which has now won 5 international awards, is at Age of the Customer. I'm sorry, The Third Ingredient with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Also, both of those are available at Amazon. Having a great visit with Caleb Barlow. He's Vice President of Threat Intelligence at IBM Security. We're talking about your threat level that you have in your small business and also your customers. Caleb, I can't remember the exact quote, but a year or two ago, one of the CEOs of one of the major security companies that we all buy from basically threw up his hands and said, you know, there is no security anymore. Can small businesses keep the bad guys out if they want to get in?
Well, I think small businesses have a unique challenge because, you know, you don't necessarily have the big IT department. You may not even have a security person, depending on the size of the business. You probably don't, right? But there are some steps you can take. You know, one of the things a small business can do is this is where really using tools and capabilities from the cloud can be really beneficial because, you know, oftentimes that cloud provider is going to worry about the security that goes into their infrastructure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even just educating your employees, I'll give you a really good example, Jim, of something that really kind of scared me because I got a lot of friends that have small businesses.
Right.
And, you know, there was a very targeted attack about a year ago going after real estate attorneys. And, you know, you think about most real estate attorneys are mostly, you know, small shops, maybe one or two attorneys, a couple of paralegals.
Right.
But a real estate attorney moves an awful lot of cash because you've got all the escrow funds,
the closings
that are involved in buying a house, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what this gang was doing is they were using something called business email compromise. And what they would do is they would effectively either get in the middle of the interaction between the client and their attorney and would send different wiring instructions, and or they would pose to be the client. In either case, what was happening is well-intentioned attorneys or well-intentioned clients would be wiring their money not to the attorney closing, but to some faraway place.
They were being intercepted.
And once it's gone, it's gone.
It's intercepted and gone.
Yeah, so you know, like one of the big things a small business can do, whether we're talking about an accountant or a real estate attorney, is be really crisp with your customers about what you'll never do. I will never ask for your Social Security
right
by an email. When it comes time to wire the money, I will give you a phone call and
mm-hmm.
we will talk about
yeah.
it. In addition to the wiring, so
see, and then we have these same
like
kinds
that.
Of things. We have these same kind of things with your insurance company folks, with American Express, with your credit, any credit card, with your bank. There are certain things that they won't do. And you have to know
yes.
what they won't do because you're going to get an email that's going to look like they're doing something that you know they don't do.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, this has happened to big companies as well. There was a case, I think it was in Pennsylvania somewhere, where a well-intentioned bank gets a call from the school department that they want to move some money around, and they end up wiring the entire school department budget to China.
Wow.
And, you know, and
holy
this is
mackerel.
Professionals, right?
It's
professionals
gone.
Dealing with
that
professionals.
Money's gone now.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you get a call from someone that pretends to be somebody really important or an email. Mm-hmm. Hey,
mm-hmm.
this is from the CEO. It looks like it's from their email.
Right.
And the CEO is asking, hey, send me all the W-2s of all the employees. You know, we've got an accounting exercise we're doing. So well-intentioned employee does what they're told.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk to us about you've got a password system that you guys use. I want you to talk to us a little bit about that.
Let's talk about passwords a bit. So, you know, the thing we have to keep in mind about passwords is that the average American has about 150 online accounts for active tracking, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of password reuse. And the problem when you reuse a password, Jim, is that all it takes is one of those accounts to get compromised, and then the bad guys can pivot into everything else you
right.
got,
mm-hmm.
right? So a couple of things you want to do. One, use a different password for, you know, the stuff that really matters, like your bank account, your trading account, stuff like that. Make sure that account and that password are not used anywhere else in your life, right? Because that's the one that, frankly, really matters. I mean, you know, if they get into your retail account where, you know, you buy stocks, who really cares, right? But they get into your bank account, there's a problem. The second thing is, whatever email you use for buying things, that's like a throwaway email, right? Because
mm-hmm.
that email is going to get tons of spam, mm-hmm. coupons, and garbage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't link your bank account to that email. Have,
right.
have like a have an email that you just use for your personal business.
That's a good idea.
Because remember, your email address is linked to your password reset. So, you know, all those 100 sites that you know you buy fishing rods and socks on and everything
mm-hmm.
else, put that in one kind of a junk mail account that's going to get all that garbage, right? But, like, your bank account, your trading account, your 401k, that's all got to be linked to a different
account. Programs good to use? What do you call them?
Yeah, they're a great idea. So, you know, what you're talking about is password managers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of millennials are using these. And basically what you do is you just remember the password to this account. And then it stores all your passwords
right.
for you, and it's all integrated with mobile devices. And
is there
like
one?
That.
Is there one Those that you recommend? Is there one that you recommend? One or two that you recommend?
You know, there's not one in particular I recommend, but you know, there's a ton of them out there.
Password manager. Past, just like, look up password manager. give us a website quickly, Kelly.
IBM.com is our website.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Right back with Caleb Barlow. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.